This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. When it comes to creating marketplaces for our products, we put a lot of focus on international trade. And that's good because we produce far more food than we can consume. But we can't afford to overlook the demand we create here at home. And it's not just about the grocery stores. It's food services and other places that we don't always think about, but we know very well are consumers of our products. And we'll talk about school lunch programs and school breakfast programs next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
As we said, when we think about consumers, well, we don't always think about some of the untraditional places they go. I mean, grocery stores and restaurants take a lot of our business. But also, we have to think about the school food programs. Dr. Ashley Johnson's Director of Food Policy for the National Pork Producers Council, and she talks about the work being done and a victory scored in the school meal program. While lunch is always a given, the school breakfast program is also an important component, and new rules released last month have allowed meat to be part of the breakfast programs again.
Originally with school breakfast, you actually weren't given credit to be able to have meat at school breakfast. But with the new proposed, with the new rule that actually was released last week, schools can have meat at breakfast, which is a really great thing because when it comes to protein, it is absolutely critical for these children to have a very well-rounded and very nutritious breakfast because it really affects their ability to learn, to pay attention in school. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Pork is exactly that. It's nutritious. It's delicious. It's also affordable. So these schools can actually be able to utilize that protein to be able to feed these kids and help them with their school.
Now, when we think of breakfast, we tend to think of things like bacon, ham, sausage, and maybe wondering why meat wasn't found in the school breakfast program for some time. I mean, when I was in school, the breakfast program was just kind of getting rolling in my rural school, but we had things like breakfast pizza with sausage and ham. So where did the meat go?
Very interesting there with the difference of requirements. With school breakfasts, it's really been, originally there were some ability to have meats there, but it kind of got backed off where a lot of these kind of grains and unfortunately a lot of high sugar content foods were really actually a part of that credit in the school breakfast. And a lot of that has to do with ease of access to these items, the cost in those items, but that's not necessarily what's good for our children. And so it was really important for us to be able to comment on this and get that back into the school breakfast for our children.
Of course, this piggybacks into the dietary guidelines that are set to come out by the end of the year.
That informs the decisions on being able to tell physicians, to tell all of these meal programs such as SNAP that are really, really big and very important in this country on what is actually allowed with it when it comes to our nation's nutrition. And so the dietary guidelines are going to be finalized. The 2025-2030 guidelines will be finalized at the end of this year. So we've been working on providing comments and being able to provide what that should look like.
More at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.